Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Today, we are thinking about games to improve your mental health. That's very interesting because when we think of games, we don't associate it to improving our mental health. We usually associate it to disproving or worsening or whatever the right word is that's the opposite of improving, right? So, luckily for me, I have a special guest on my show, Nisha, who's going to be sharing her perspective on this matter because this is what she's trying to do is exactly this, is games to improve our mental health. So, thank you so much for coming on the show, Nisha. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Mitzi.
Awesome. So I guess we're going to go right straight to it. Why did you decide to make games to improve mental health?
Yeah, so it's not necessarily I'm not making the games to improve mental health, but I do think games can have a very positive impact when it comes to mental health. I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to answer it with just one answer because there's really for me a lot of cohesion, a lot of mixing factors in order to get to this conclusion. But basically, anyone who has suffered through mental health is really looking for an outlet to be able to deal with their issues, trying to understand why are they suffering from a particular thing. We have been taught in society that there's a stigma around mental health and you shouldn't talk about it openly. And if you have a mental health issue, well, just ignore it because it goes away by itself. I think at this point we all know how I'm trying not to curse when I say this,
No,
but
you could go right ahead. I'm telling you, nothing taboo. You just
is, yeah.
natural.
How ridiculous that concept is, because we all know that if you ignore a mental health issue, it doesn't, in fact, just magically disappear. It festers, it gets worse. I mean, it's exactly as your physical health. It festers, it gets worse until one day it leads to something very dramatic, like self-harm, or as with anything that goes untreated, right? Whether you have a physical ailment or a mental ailment. But for people around mental health, and at least I can say it from my own experience as well, it's very hard to put your experience into words sometimes, let alone talk about it openly with a group. And I completely understand that coming from a more introverted side myself, even doing this podcast is giving me anxiety in this moment. So, but I really think it's important that people who don't feel comfortable to talk about their mental health have also a way to experience mental health issues in a healthy, safe way, and have a way of separating themselves from the mental health issue to look at it a bit more impartially. That's really the issue with mental health, is we are so invested in it because it's happening to us that we sometimes over-dramatize the situation, or we make things seem worse than they actually are. And that, of course, spirals further down with your mental health. And, tech doesn't really help with that either. So
No, I agree.
the reason why games, I think, are a really good solution is that it offers you that separation. So when I talk about gaming for mental health, I'm really not talking about playing your mainstream video games, your Halo, your Fortnite, your this is really not what I mean. Yes, this could alleviate some level of stress and offer you a distraction if you're really spiraling down into a dark place. Yes, of course, these games would offer you a bit of repose. But what I mean is there is a specific set of games that are specifically targeted toward mental health. And this is, in a way, thanks to the COVID pandemic, many people who suffered from mental health issues got worse, and as a result, decided to put those experiences into meaningful video games. And these games are the ones I'm referencing when I talk about gaming for mental health, because if you play a video game where the main character is OCD, and you may not have OCD yourself, or maybe you do, but you don't know, you can play the game, be disconnected from the avatar, the main character that is experiencing that, but possibly still relate to the symptoms yourself, and look at things through a lens that wouldn't be able to otherwise. And I really think it would offer people a new perspective on mental health and really be able to put things a bit more into perspective when it comes to where am I on the mental health spectrum. It's not just this binary kind of I have a mental health issue, I don't. How bad is it? Do I need to see a therapist? Do I, am I okay? Maybe playing video games like this that allow me to experience mental health issues, but not necessarily relive them, is a kind of form of therapy where I don't need to see a professional, or I don't, my mental health is not that bad, or maybe it is actually so severe that these games are triggering for me, and it leads me on that road. So this app, Confidential Conversations, is supposed to be a kind of stepping stone for people before making the leap and the commitment, the financial commitment and the time commitment to seeing a therapist, because that is an investment you make, and many people may not be ready to take that step.
Yes, you brought really great points, and I thank you for correcting me in the beginning, saying that you didn't create it, that you're just here, just advocating for mental health issues to, try gaming and try in that direction. And I do appreciate those points because, in reality, not a lot of people do talk about the fact that, this is a great outlet, for mental health. When you go into games in that nature or games that cause you to just think outside of your reality can truly calm your nervous system down, calm your whole entire body down to the point where once you're ready to deal with reality, it doesn't feel so much of a burden, or it doesn't feel so much weight is on you anymore because you kind of release some of that energy. And I think people just need to know that balance, because there's always, you can always have too much good or too much bad, but it's that balance that once you find that balance, like, okay, I'll just give myself 30 minutes of just playing and then I can just unwind and then I'm ready to be me again, And I think people just need to schedule themselves into their lives better the way that they are able to schedule everything else in their lives. And I love the fact that you also stated that mental health is as important as physical health, because that was one of my questions, is if that's what you thought. So you kind of like answered a lot of my questions already. I was like, well, dang, she got that already. Well, thank you. So it's kind of worked out good. And I understand that if you're feeling some type of anxiety doing this, because it is out of the normal, you know what I mean? Especially if you come from a very introverted family, very closed off views of doing something like this, because it's weird, you know what I mean? It's out there. It's out there to the point where everyone will hear your voice, and that's the
Oh
scary
God,
thing
I
about
hope
it.
not.
That's the
Everyone will hear
scary
my voice.
thing. But in reality, it's a good thing because it just shows your voice has power in ways that you don't really know that it has power, So it's kind of nice to have people on my show, because I've had a lot of people who had anxiety just coming on my show, and I can tell, and it's a lot for them. So just take your time, don't feel rushed, it's easy peasy, believe me. Just think of it like you and me are having a conversation, not the rest of the world. The rest of the world will come later on, But they'll have their
Indeed.
opinions later. But I love the fact that you're promoting this, because I do believe that people need to understand that it's more than just Halo, Call of Duty, Plants vs. Zombies, or whatever people, Minecraft
Dungeons and
people that are,
Dragons, yes.
yeah, exactly. It's more than that, because people see like these Comic Cons and these Dragon Cons and all these cons that come out, and they get lost into that, but they don't get lost into the fact that a lot of the people who play like games and apps on their phone is usually people who just busy 9 to 5ers with the whole family, and they use this instead of going to social media, because social media can be drenching. I mean, what is your opinion on social media? Do you limit yourself on social media? Because that's something that I've been hearing a lot too, is that they'll go to gaming instead of going to social media, or they'll just be social media dark in general. What is your opinions on that?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. It's very hard because social media is like a necessary evil, at least if you're an entrepreneur. It's the only way you can promote. It's the only way you can make sure that people are aware of what you are doing. But in your personal life, or in my personal life, I hardly ever post on social media. I mean, honestly, I have a personal account and I use it sometimes to post pictures when I'm hiking or something like that, but it's always of the nature of the scenery, pictures of myself. Like when I see people taking selfies just on the street randomly, for me, that's already triggering. That's already like, how can you do that? How can you be so How can you do, like, how can you put yourself out there like that? For me, it's already, I mean, I guess a lot of people, especially in the Gen Z, have no problem with that. And I think that's, in a way, that's very empowering, but it's also, you see that it's just a diversion, right? I mean, most of the time you're not sharing your true self on social media. You're sharing what you want people to see, what you want people to think of you. But I mean, hiding your pain doesn't make it go away. Right. It's again another way we can just mask it, but we don't need more masks. We need real solutions to dealing with our mental health. And one of them is being able to at least have the outlet to talk to other people. I mean, I'm a huge proponent of trauma bonding because I think we do tell our deepest, darkest secrets to people we don't know because there's a much less chance of being judged. There's a much, the stigma is almost automatically reduced in a way. And in the app, I won't tout it that much, but in the app, everyone is anonymized. And that's a really, I think, big differentiator between this app and your privacy and your security taken seriously and whatever else is available right now, which might be, you know, chatting with an AI therapist, which is already for me too weird. I can't wrap my head around it yet, but I know that it's there. I know that it's coming and that will probably be the future for therapy. They'll all be AIs at some point, but or posting on social media groups, like talking en masse about your mental health, to me, it's just as an introvert and even just as a person, I would just never be able to do this. I would never be able to post my intimate dark moments on Facebook or, you know, in a Facebook group. I would never feel safe because my identity is public. Everybody knows that. And that's where you get the trolls and the people who want to do you harm. They don't look at what you write. They look at your skin color, your gender, all of these other things. But if you can remove all of those demographics and you are just, you know, patient zero or user number XYZ123, right? Then perhaps it offers a bit more of a kind of a safe haven for people to be able to feel secure. Because if you don't feel like the space is secure, you're not going to be authentic. You're going to also try to hide and mask and run away from your problems.
That's
But
true.
I also believe that if you're talking to people who are fellow survivors, fellow sexual assault survivors, fellow burnout survivors, fellow, I mean, honestly, there's no dearth of some mental health issues now, so we can. There's a very long list, and it just keeps growing, right? So, cell phone addicts and social media addicts, and all of these new things too, right? People who have been scammed from deep fakes and so on. So, I really think that if you can talk to other people who have survived it or who are going through it too, and lend them a hand, maybe your experience can help them out, or maybe someone else's experience can help you out. And that sharing is really how we heal. And that sounds very like hippie, but that sharing is how we heal, because otherwise all we're doing is just masking the pain and masking the pain and putting a bandage on a gunshot, really. But at the end, it's not going to heal you. It's not going to help you in the way that you need. And again, it leads, more often than not, it leads to destructive behavior.
It does. It really does. I love the fact that in that app that it actually has it anonymous, because I think that is the beauty of just having that anonymous title is just not being connected to. And it's like you said, sometimes having that connection to who you are is not worth it because of the trolls, because of people, because nowadays, if you don't use social media in the marketing form for your business, then you end up using it in a destructive form where you're either destructing yourself or you're destructing other people because you can't, for some reason, fathom to accept your own life. So you choose to just pick at other people's lives down to the nitty-gritty. Like I had someone down to my skin tone, to one little section, they were just criticizing. I'm like, goodness, you're that sad with your life that you have to criticize me for the smallest little things. So I totally understand what you're saying. I barely post on my own personal pages as well, and it sometimes is dreading to do it on my business ones because I just don't want to do it. But it's part of being an entrepreneur. You have to market yourself in that social media because sadly, clientele, sadly, other people are, that's where their main focus is on. And people don't pay attention to the way things were marketed back then. You know what I mean? People barely watch commercials on TV now. So it's hard to get people's attention sometimes. But when you do have that outlet to speak about your struggles and to speak about, what you've been through. Because like you said, nobody's exempt from trauma. Nobody. I mean, every time I have a guest on my show speaking about mental health, there's always something new that ends up coming on, like, or coming to the surface about what the latest study is and how everybody now has faced trauma 100%, no matter where you fall in, unconscious trauma, big T, little T, conscious trauma. I mean, everyone has gone through some type of trauma in their life, and nobody likes to talk about it because of the taboo of just expressing how you feel is either you're looking for attention or you're just needing a pity party. You know what I'm saying? And it's not fair because in reality, we need to have that community because the more people know of that I'm not alone through this, then they feel better. And I think that's a lot of the times where people get lost in that virtual reality games, because I've heard that's a big one now where people go into that virtual reality setting and they get lost in it because they no longer have to be who they are because their skin is someone else and they can be whatever they want to be. I mean, what is your opinion on that virtual reality setting in those games now?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question because it's I don't really have an opinion one way or the other on the type of game that is played. I think if it's virtual reality, I think if it's a PC game, I think if it's a mobile game, I honestly think that people are diverse enough that they need to do what they feel comfortable with. The only thing I would say about virtual reality is that it is a highly immersive experience. And if you're experiencing a game in that way, that is a virtual reality game, and you're walking through the game with the avatar or with the main character in the game, and it for me eliminates that distance piece I was talking about before, where when you play a game, it's easier to look at your mental health objectively if the avatar is kind of separated from you. But if you are playing it in virtual reality, then that separation is gone and you're kind of experiencing the mental health issues along with the avatar, right? And that is if the game is done authentically. Another really big problem with video games is many times mental health issues are kind of caricatured, right? So if somebody has, depression, then they have like deep-seated, horrible, pull out your hair, which is just not the case for everyone. There are levels of depression you can have, and there's a nuanced way of portraying that. And I think, I mean, game designers have definitely become more sophisticated in this space, and it is, I would say, more, I don't know if it's due to the pandemic, but they have started coming out post-pandemic. But before the pandemic, you would play games where people had an issue, and it was a bad thing. No, oh, this person, it's like a vice of the main character. It's something you have to deal with as the main character goes through the different levels. But as you see the newer games coming out, I mean, there are really a lot of them that I could recommend. But as you see the newer games coming out, you see that all avatars in the games are really being represented more authentically, and they're representing humans more authentically. So if they have a mental health issue, it could be that we are just more open to that perception because post-pandemic, we've probably all gone through some level of mental health issue. We've all lost someone we loved because it's not like the pandemic, didn't kill a small number of people, right? It's a massive global event. So we've all experienced, well, not all. Many of us have experienced burnout. The burnout actually became a mental health issue after the pandemic. It wasn't classified as one before. So, what do I think about virtual reality? I think if it doesn't freak you out too much, then you should go ahead and play. But if you're playing a game where the avatar has a mental health issue, I would just be a little bit cautious around that because if you are playing it in a virtual reality setting and you're experiencing the emotions of that avatar, it's going to be quite triggering for you. And the last thing we need is to trigger people to relive their trauma. What we're trying to do is really get them to experience what it is like to have trauma, but to look at it through this kind of unbiased lens where you can look at the trauma, you can see it, but you're not living it every day. you're every day recovering just a little bit more, maybe not because of the game, but because of the other things you're doing. But if the more you can expose yourself to different kind of mental health issues that are portrayed, I think the better educated you're going to be about what you need for your own mental well-being.
Yes, I think that's very good points that you gave us. Goodness, you keep on giving some great points, Nisha. I really am so happy that I got the time to talk to with you because you really gave a different perspective into gaming and to walk into it in a different light. You know, if you have that perspective to play this game with a different motive, it truly can have some great benefits. And I mean, I would love if you don't mind providing some of those recommendations, maybe like two or three games that you may know, so that my audience can think about, or just any words of wisdom that you want to leave my audience off with, so that they can truly think about their mental health and just their perspective, and it's just a different mind, a frame of mind.
Okay, so lasting words for your audience. Well, treat your mental health like your physical health seems like a like a cliche, but really, I honestly think that mental health is actually more important at times than your physical health. But words of wisdom, geez, I'm really bad at this. Do things that make you that calm you down and make you happy. For me, it's taking 5 minutes out of the day every day after my children have gone to bed, after the day is over, and staring up at the stars, staring up at the universe, and just trying to contemplate my place in it. That might drive other people crazy, but for me, it's exactly the kind of calm I need to be able to get a good night's sleep, one, but also to be able to put things into perspective the way I need to. That's maybe one recommendation that might or might not work for you, right? Everybody is different, so it's very hard for me to provide general advice that will work. But everybody's got their happy place, I think. And if you can try to visit it at least once a day, I think it's an incredibly healthy thing. Also, mute the notifications on your phone after bedtime. There is a setting on your phone, I think it's called digital well-being, that has been a complete game changer because it affects your sleep. If you're getting notifications at night, you can't sleep properly, or if you're constantly getting notifications and having to check your phone, it creates this kind of FOMO moment that you may have missed out on something. So do yourself a favor, put the notifications on mute after a certain hour overnight so that you can just, you know, and if you can, charge your phone outside of your bedroom so you're not even tempted to check it. Maybe those would be the two. And the games I would recommend, man, that's a really tough. I love a game called Florence. This is a really, really nice game. And it really takes you through loneliness, like what it actually means to be lonely. How do we kind of classify loneliness? I think during the pandemic, this was the game that had the most profound impact on me because I believe many others were struggling with isolation and having to keep distance with the people that were closest to me. So I think that's a really, really interesting perspective on what it means to be alone, and are we actually alone? And it really kind of made me rethink about what my view is on loneliness, and whether it's actually something I'm suffering from or something I can actually learn to enjoy. That's one game that I love. Another game I would recommend, but it's very visceral, is called Vestige. So this is a game where the game designer actually designed it because of the sudden loss of her husband, and it goes through the different levels of grief and how we can go from very denial, happy-go-lucky, to just a visceral pain. Again, given the COVID pandemic, I know I lost relatives during the COVID pandemic. So for me, going through that grief process was an incredibly enlightening and just a raw emotional. I mean, I've never played a video game that makes me cry, but this one did. I was in tears at the end of it because it was just so, it was so impactful. It was so powerful. So again, you kind of have to pick your choice depending on how you're feeling. But the cool thing is that there really are a lot of amazing games out there that we are trying to compile into this app. that make it easier for you. So it's all at least in one location. But there are really a lot of games that do an incredible job of depicting real mental health issue. Night in the Woods is another really good one. So feel free to check them out.
Awesome. See, Nisha, you did a great job. You didn't have to worry. There's nothing wrong with generalizing, and I understand that's a lot of, it's hard for people when they're very personal and they like to be very subjective with the someone's specific situation so that they can get a give a better words of advice or just wisdom in general. But having that general perspective on certain things and that general thing is kind of nice just because you see that you see the world in somebody else's perspective. So for you, that's what you would do. And each guest that I have, they always give their own different ones, and it's always nice to see what they will say. And nobody has said what you said about just going outside, looking up in the stars, and just taking a moment to find your peace. Like a lot of people have said a lot of different cliches and things like that, but that right there speaks volumes because it just shows that we still need our times for ourselves. You know what I mean? And to put that back in our schedule, like we said earlier, is very important. And those games that you su suggested as well, that seems very interesting, especially the isolated one, because some people are okay being alone, but they don't actually realize that they're not really alone. You know what I'm saying? With the world that it is. So to have that moment to actually feel alone can truly make you put things into perspective. Because I know as an introvert myself, I love my alone time. I love that silence. I love just not being like around anybody. You know, I'm not gonna lie, COVID was actually nice. You know what I mean? I like the fact that there was no lines. I like the fact that the stores were empty. I love knowing that I had to be home. Like, you know, so for me, COVID lockdown, A plus, I was able to do it. So it was different for each person, but I think just the fact that a lot of people went to gaming and a lot of people went into, you know, finding them true selves and started refocusing on mental health, because I feel like this big wave of mental health and the burnout really came after the pandemic, but people before the pandemic were burning themselves out beforehand. You know, it was recommended, it was suggested. Like if you didn't work four jobs, then what were you doing? You know, you were considered lazy. Like, no, now it's like take your time. You don't need to work four jobs. Just do what you can, manage what you need to at the moment. And I think that's a nice shift that society and humanity has now have turned to, because you know we need this. We need this shift in our lives because it wasn't working for us. I think that's the reason why so many people were just dying, because man, we were just killing ourselves slowly, just slowly already, that we just need to just do things differently. So thank you again for coming on my show. I swear, I feel like I could just keep talking to you for hours on end about anything and everything. It's so easy to talk to you. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. And if anybody wants to know more about confidential conversations, please, you could go to my website. I have her website. Just bloop, just click under hers picture and you will go directly there. So don't ever, ever forget to stop thinking, y'all. Bye.